This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Tim here with Ed and Kendra. We thank you for listening to AFR and Trivia Friday. We're going to repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. And let me, I'm going to have to take one of my questions off the table.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I have been, I had a question and I had a couple of people mention to me that, this is an urban legend.
Oh, dear.
The answer, that is. The question is, what was the name of the airplane Buddy Holly died in? I had, according to the trivia site I went to, American Pie.
Oh, because of the song, by Don McLean's song, American Pie.
Well, the song was because of the accident.
Right.
But yeah. Don McLean later wrote about the song. But then I had a couple of people say, hey, that's a myth. And Snopes says it's false. So I'm going to take that off. I don't know if it's true or not. So I'm going to take that
off.
Well,
this is a show of integrity.
It is. Did his homework.
Although, I think, although in this day and era, truth is relative, isn't it? So.
Could be.
That's what they say.
You could, if someone calls and disputes it, you could say, well, listen, that's my truth.
That's my truth.
And you have no right to say.
Right. I feel like it was named American Pie, so I'm going to go with that.
Wow.
All right, here, I'm going to replace the question, but here are my, I'll go ahead and give my two questions, then you and Kendra.
Okay.
Number one, what are piano keys made out of? That has not been answered. What are piano keys made out of?
Number two. They're made of pizza.
You wish. In your dreams,
yeah,
right?
A lot more people taking up piano.
That's true.
Number two, what happened on the day, July 20th, 1969? What happened on that day? July the 20th, 1969.
I think I know that.
What happened, Ed?
All right, here are my questions. I'm going to add one.
Excuse me, Ed. Yeah. Did I mention how many times did Noah send out dove?
You did.
Oh, you did have that question.
Yeah, how many times did Noah send out a dove from the ark? That's another question.
All right, on the famous movie West Side Story, I think it's actually a famous play, too. The famous movie West Side Story, what was the name of the policeman that hassled the juvenile delinquents? All right, a second question.
Was that when the first sign of skinny jeans came along?
Became popularized.
Well, it took a while to catch on with youth pastors.
Still hadn't caught on with me.
In the Old Testament, the symbol of Rahab the dragon represented what nation? And I'm going to add a question, pretty easy, I think, for you state capital people. What is the state capital of Kentucky?
Ooh.
That's what I got.
My home state.
That's it.
Kendra should know. She's from the Bluegrass State.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Yes.
All right, three questions as well. How many pairs of ribs does the human body have? Is it A12, B14, or C16?
Sounds like you're playing bingo.
A.
B4.
Do I hear a G?
Head after.
Oh, dear.
You never heard that one?
It's going down. That one got you tickled.
Pretty funny, Professor Ed, right there. I hope people caught that.
Well, you know.
Do what you can, right?
I'm the king of corn, whether it's popping or not.
Right. Any variety of corn.
Before.
You've never heard that?
I never heard that.
That's probably because you weren't allowed to gamble growing
up. That's true.
I played bingo growing up.
I played a little bingo. I don't remember ever gambling anything, but I just got the satisfaction of beating somebody else.
Yes, which is always
beating my grandmother or something like that. So, anyway, go ahead, Kendra.
All right, next question. Adding a new one. What is another word for sneeze? Is it A? I'm going to try to pronounce these here. Sternutation?
I hope not.
B, expectorate, or C, singultus? Singultus.
That's sneezing?
Sneezing.
Singultus.
And then we'll add one more question going to history here. The Roman Emperor Nero was an expert bagpiper who used to put on concerts. Was he an expert at the bagpipe? True or false?
Wow. Nero. I think I have a guess on that.
Yeah.
All right, shall I go to back to the phones?
Too busy chopping off heads.
And stuff. Burning people.
All right, yes, please do.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. And Linda, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer or try to answer, Linda?
Well, I think I'm going to do what are piano keys made from.
Thank you, Linda. Let me, the question again is, what are piano keys made of, Linda, and the answer is what?
Well, I tell you, it used to be ivory. Mm-hmm. I don't know with, you know, trying to cut down on the killing of animals to get the ivory. I don't know if they still are, but I know for many years they were made from ivory.
You're correct about that. Up until the 1940s, they were made of ivory. But because the
animal rights,
the endangered species, they switched to another material. What are piano keys made out of today?
Maybe it's plastic, a form of plastic.
That's right.
Hey. Is it really the plastic?
According to the answer I have today, piano keys are most often made out of plastic or resin.
Oh. I'm sorry, but tickling the plastics just doesn't sound as poetic.
I know.
Tickling the resin.
A lot of people don't know, though, that up and before the 40s, the ivory trees that ivory grew on were almost completely eliminated by deforestation.
Yeah. You might want to go read up on that again.
Well, I got that from the same place as the Buddy Holly plane story. So,
resin or plastic? What is resin is made from, and what is that?
You talking about resin? Is it R-E-S-I-N?
Yeah.
Is it resin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it R-E-S-I-N that in the...
Maybe it's pronounced different places, different ways in different parts of the country. It's R-E-S-I-N.
R-E-S-I-N, yeah, it's resin.
Resin, okay.
Resin.
Yeah.
Resin up your bow?
What?
Is that...
What?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Have y'all never heard Devil Goes Down to Georgia?
Oh.
Okay. And what did he call
it? Rosin up your bows.
Yeah, he said rosin, though? What does Charlie Daniels say? He's the ultimate authority on
that's
this.
That's true.
He said rosin, yeah.
Rosin.
Okay.
I said rosin, but that's incorrect. Resin is the way Ed says it. It's spelled R-E-S-I-N. The bottom line here is it is a product that is used to make piano keys, along with plastic.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Linda, and she should know, she's from Georgia, so
yeah.
Is the devil still down there, Linda? Or?
Oh, no.
You kicked him out.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
All right, Linda, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, this isn't really a question. It's sort of a guessing game, okay?
Okay.
Guess how many consecutive times I dialed your number to get on the show.
Oh, I like this question.
Is this, Linda, is this the beginning of a complaint?
She got on.
We're going to have to give Linda about 10.
Oh, no,
it's
a testimony to my perseverance.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say 12.
No, I'm going to say 60.
Yeah, I'll go with 67.
How many, Linda?
88.
88 times to get on today?
Wow. 88 times.
Yes, and the only way I got on, something happened, and a person that was on there, I don't know if they hung up or something, and they thought I was that person, but I wasn't. But I still got on.
Wow.
88 times.
Our call screener's
smiling.
But
you know what, Linda, it was meant to be.
It was. Aren't I a dedicated fan?
You are, and we thank you.
Send her the peppermint.
Go ahead.
All right, Linda. Listen, we know when someone's begging.
Yeah,
okay.
She's,
We know when someone's begging, and we are...
We're softies.
We are going to send you a Learning University t-shirt. Okay?
We're not good at discipline with our students.
Now, don't say, I don't want to hear this come out of your mouth. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea that was going to happen.
All right. Free t-shirt for 88 calls, Linda.
All right, but now let me speak. Right. Let me speak from the heart to the other people listening.
You speak from the heart.
This is not to their heart or from your heart. From my heart.
Okay.
Do not try to do this every Friday. I don't want to hear a bunch of sob stories.
We will not be manipulated.
We won't. Only by Linda. That's right. The only one. So, all right. Linda, when we're through with you on the air, and it's coming quick. Do not hang up. We are going to put you on hold and get your information and send you a free Learning University Trivia Friday with the number 88 on the back.
All right.
Thank you, Linda.
All right.
Thank you, Linda.
Have a great weekend and avoid the devil down there. Wherever you're listening,
rosin up your bow. I think that's what Charlie Daniels said, wasn't it?
All right, you know what? We go back to Georgia, if you can believe it. We got two more calls, although they're going to be split by a caller from Illinois. Patty from Georgia is on the line. Welcome, Patty, to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. It took me 12 tries.
12 tries, okay. Well, that brings the average down. Patty, where do you live, Patty?
Douglas, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful.
All right. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Patty?
Answer.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
Noah, if my mind does not fail me, the dove, he sent him out twice, and he didn't come back the second time.
Okay. The question is, how many times did Noah send out a dove from the ark?
Twice.
Okay. Let's see. I'll just read from the scripture. How about that?
Okay.
Also, he sent forth, this is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. Also, he sent forth, that is Noah, a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth, and he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. So she is correct.
No, wait a second. I thought it was three times, according to the scripture.
Well, he did send it out three times.
But he waited.
Right.
Oh,
that he waited seven more days to, you know, I guess, to make sure everything was dried up, and then
right.
Okay.
So Noah sent the dove out twice. The second time he came back with a branch, right, an olive tree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm confused from what you just read. It sounds like
I'm reading them from the Word of God.
I know. It sounds like it says
you got an argument with me. Take it up with the Bible.
It sounds like it says he sent it out three times. Once it came back and then sent it out again. Then it came back with an olive branch and then sent it out again, but it did
and
not.
It stayed.
And it stayed.
Is that not what she said?
So
Patty's guess was twice.
Okay.
How many times did Noah send out a dove from the ark? And she said twice.
Yeah.
And the answer
but she added
times.
One. She added one in
them.
All right.
You know what? I think there are much more serious issues for us. for us to split over than this, okay. I think.
No, I'm sorry. We're taking our members down the street. Right. We're starting another church.
You know,
the Church of the Three Doves.
That was good right there.
They took my question, amen.
Oh.
Yeah. Two calls before me because I knew that one because I tell my kids that all the time. So be it.
Yeah.
So be it.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just glad that the meteorologists have better tools nowadays. I mean, can you imagine if WTVA alert, the dove has not returned. We think it's safe to get out of your houses.
Now you got, so you got the Church of Two Doves.
split from the church.
And they formed the Church of Three Doves down the street. Yes. Is that what happened?
Church of the Two Doves split, and the Church of the Three Doves down the road.
Oh, I mean, thank you,
First Church
Patty.
Of the Three Doves is what they'd be called.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you three. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, I think I misunderstood her answer. She did say twice, but then she said, and then he... So she was kind of like, twice, and then the third one is, although she didn't say three.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Let's repeat our questions for the final time.
All right, on the famous movie West Side Story, what was the name of the policeman that hassled the juvenile delinquents? Second question, in the Old Testament, the symbol of Rahab the dragon represented what nation? And then I had thrown in a third question, what is the state capital of Kentucky?
Mm-hmm. It's not what you think it might be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Question number one, how many pairs of ribs does the human body have? A12, B14, or C16? Yeah, what? Right over there.
Bingo! What?
Mr. Giggle. You're still coming back to me. I love it. What is another word for sneeze? Is it...
Sternation.
Yeah. You know,
well, that's one of the options, right?
Sternutation.
Sternutation. I just know my wife tells me, if you sternutate that loud again, I'm not sitting with you.
Sternutating in your sleep.
The whole restaurant's looking at us.
Expectorate or C. singultus.
Exit. Stage left even.
Right.
You remember? No, you don't even know.
Nah.
That's Snagglepuss, the old Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. And just sounded like that. So, and he used to say, exit. Stage left even. All right, never mind.
Appreciated Barney.
Yes.
Okay.
I know
that one.
Yeah. Is that all you got?
I got one more. The Roman Emperor Nero was an expert bagpiper who used to put on concerts. True or false?
Okay. My only question left is this one. What happened on the day July the 20th, 1969?
I think I know that.
Okay. Back to the phone.
All right. We go to Illinois. Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Robert.
Or afternoon for those who are listening in the Eastern Standard Time.
Where do you live in Illinois, Robert?
Cambria, about 12 miles from SIU campus in Carbondale.
Okay, yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling from Southern Illinois. What you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I think I'll just go ahead for the sake of time. I'll answer the true or false about Nero.
Okay.
What's the question, Kendra?
Was he a bagpiper who put on concerts? True or false?
False. He's a violinist.
It is absolutely true.
What? He was a
True.
I thought the bagpipes were Scotland.
Maybe he was a violinist as well.
I believe, because people said, was it Nero who played the violin while Rome was burning?
Yeah.
Apparently he also had the bagpipe. I would have guessed the same thing, Robert.
But you know what? Nero was a Renaissance man before the Renaissance.
And he was a Hitler before Hitler.
Wow. Right. Right. But anyway.
A man of many talents.
Bagpipes? In Rome?
I know.
According to my sources, which is from a game that was produced, a trivia game. Ah. So I feel like they'd do their I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Whose job is it to fact check games, trivia games?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Robert, there's no T-shirt or anything on the line, so we're just going to go with bagpipes. It seems like that's like from Scotland, but the Romans invented a lot of stuff, too.
But the real question is, whose cow started the fire in Rome?
Yes.
While he played the violin while it was burning.
That's right. All right, Robert, what's your question for us?
There's a cartoon called Deputy Dog. I don't know if you remember it or not.
We do. But, some of us do.
Okay. The main characters in there was the old sheriff that had the big handlebar mustache Deputy Dog. Deputy Dog, Vincent Van Gopher, and Musky the Muskrat.
Is this different than Huckleberry Hound? Robert.
He kind of had a he had a slow Southern draw as well, I believe.
Yeah.
But you guys know all about that, don't you?
Watch a few of those.
Oh man! Hey, some of us park our car sometimes.
Not all of us could be Mark Zuckerberg. You know, some of us had to be.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I got to sneeze. Okay. Anyway.
Permutation.
Let's go, boys. Let's see.
Oh man.
Let's see. Anyways, my question was, what was the saying that Vince Van Gopher always said, like with his catchphrase?
Oh, man, you're dragging me way back to my childhood. I don't remember. Do you guys remember? I know.
Crickets over here.
Kendra knows as much about this as she does
about
baseball.
Was it this? Was it?
Hey, you got us, Robert.
That's a bad Scooby-Doo right there. That's a bad one.
Because he was a gopher, he was blind. He couldn't see anything when he's above ground, obviously. So his saying, he was always asking Muskie, what's happening, Muskie?
It sounds like, Robert, it sounds like you watch an awful lot of Deputy Dog cartoons.
Deputy Dog.
That's what I sound like when watching baseball.
What's happening? They changing again?
What's happening?
All right, Robert, thank you for that walk down memory lane, brother.
We can tell you what happened to Vince Van Gopher. The Blues beat the Bruins.
Oh, man. Robert, now that's just cold. That's cold-blooded, man. That's cold-blooded. No, hey, listen, congratulations. Are you a Blues fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Not a Blackhawks fan. All right. Well, hey, listen, you have a great team there, and they earned every bit of that Stanley Cup. So, that's all the compliment you're getting from me, you cold-blooded rascal. All right, we got to let you go, Robert.
You,
have a great weekend.
I wonder.
We got to give our answers.
I wonder if the fella who did the voice for Huckleberry Hound. I wonder if he ever got another job, or if he was typecast. Ed, what do you think?
That was a great character. That
Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah. What if he actually just talks really fast in life, and he's actually like this at home? And that'd be the best.
Too much caffeine for that one.
Slow it down. Yeah. All right, should we give our answers?
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
All right,
yeah.
And our sorry to Brad in Georgia and Gary in Oklahoma. We almost got to you today. Mm-hmm. So, all right, on the famous movie West Side Story, what was the name of the policeman that hassled the juvenile delinquents? You probably don't know.
I've seen West Side Story.
Officer Krupke, famous. Famous character. In the Old Testament, the symbol of Rahab the dragon represented what nation? You guys don't know because you mocked my question.
Well, is it Rahab the prostitute in Jericho?
No. Rahab the dragon represented Egypt in Scripture. Psalm 89:10 and several other places, it represented the nation of Egypt. And then the state capital of Kentucky?
Frankfort.
The dragon. Oh, go ahead. We don't have time.
There
for
are
my
12
question.
Pairs of ribs in the human body. And achoo! You just.
I don't know.
Sternutation.
Sternutation.
I was thinking sternum, you know.
Yeah.
Sternutation. All right. My only question left is, what happened on the day, July 20th?
We landed on the moon.
Yes, we did, Ed. And what Apollo was that, Ed?
11?
Apollo 11. And who were one or two of the guys on there?
It was Gus. Well, no, Gus Grissom didn't land on the moon, but it was
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong,
and the pilot was Buzz Aldrin.
But
you did good there.
I couldn't get it in the clutch. I choked.
And just remember,
like
folks,
my hockey team,
that Napoleon was chased by rabbits.
Yes.
And Nero
I gotta look
played
that
the
up.
Bagpipe.
Wow!
And they were silly rabbits. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. We'll